Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when some people were clapping for judgment. I'm going to read to you from the prophet Nahum, chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, where we read this. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Your nobles rest in the dust. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and no one gathers them. Your injury has no healing. Your wound is severe. All who hear news of you will clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually? Out from his obscurity, the prophet Nahum speaks to us across the centuries. He made his prophecy against the superpower nation of his day, the mighty Assyrian Empire, and most specifically against its capital city of Nineveh. Nahum saw through the power and prestige and looked at their deep-seated sin. With powerful images, he warned them of the coming judgment of God and thereby gave them the opportunity to repent. He prophesied more than 100 years after the time of Jonah, and that was when Jonah first preached in Nineveh, and he saw a great repentance and revival. Those days of spiritual renewal were long forgotten, and Nahum saw the destruction that was certain for the unrepentant city. The coming judgment would afflict the leaders of the city, including the shepherds and the nobles. Every class of these leaders were numerous in Nineveh, but they would all be ineffective and come to nothing in the day of judgment. Despite their numbers, still it would one day be said of them, quote, your people are scattered on the mountains and no one gathers them. The sinful and rebellious leadership of Nineveh would prove powerless against the judgment of God. Now, since the Assyrian Empire was noted for its brutality and cruelty, no one in their neighbor nations would be sorry to hear news of their downfall. Nahum predicted this. He said, all who hear news of you will clap their hands over you. Nahum thus ended his prophecy with a view of the righteous and their triumph over the unrighteous. This is something that the people of God need to be often reminded of because it often goes against present appearances in the here and now. You see, here and now, the wicked often not only seem to triumph, they often seem to enjoy it along the way. In Psalm 73, the songwriter Asaph dealt with this same problem. It seemed to him that the wicked constantly prospered and lived at ease. It troubled him so much that he doubted his own walk with God. He then explained what changed for him. In Psalm 73, verses 17 through 19, he says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. Now, friends, it isn't wrong for us to long for the righteous resolution of all things in the here and now. But at the same time, we recognize there will be at least some things that will not be settled until they are set in the balances of eternity. In our individual and personal lives, we don't seek the vengeance that belongs to the Lord. We leave it to Him, confident that He can judge whether it is better to bring the judgment now or later. But for Nahum, for Asaph, and for us today, we take comfort in knowing that the judgments of the Lord are faithful and true. We don't need to envy the unrighteous or seek personal vengeance against them ourselves. Nahum and Asaph each show us that God is more than able to take care of them and more than able to take care of us, each according to His promises. Take confidence in those promises today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.